conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
About 25 before the hour. Let us digress here for just a moment. Andy Stevenson is calling in from Seattle. I'm sure you folks remember Andy. We talked about him on this program. He needed surgery for what I believe was cancer or tumors on his pancreatic. How do you say it, Kathy? His pancreas. I almost said pancreatic organ. That doesn't make any sense. And an awful lot of money was raised for Andy, and he had the surgery, and Andy joins us now. Andy, for those of us who might, or those folks who might not be aware of what you went through, tell us just very quickly what you went through and how you're doing now. Well, as soon as we can get Andy up, hello.
Hello.
There we go. Yeah. Andy, did you hear any of that?
I did, Mike, and thanks to your listeners and your show. First off, I want to thank everybody who helped me because they certainly made the difference in helping me to get a surgery that I needed to help save my life. And what I had was a golf ball sized tumor in the head of my pancreas, and they removed that along with my gallbladder, my duodenum, and part of my small intestine, and they replumbed me. Well, at this point, I've got a nice 18-inch gash on my abdomen, and I'm still real uncomfortable because of whenever you have abdominal surgery, it's, from what I understand, it's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But I am recovering at home now, and in a couple of weeks, I start radiation and chemo. But the doctor that did the surgery at Johns Hopkins says that with an aggressive round of radiation and chemotherapy that he expects me to make a full recovery at this point. So I'm keeping.
That's amazing. That's amazing, Andy. I'm sure that you had did a lot of research prior to the surgery, and understood the odds against you in what you were dealing
very
with.
Very high.
Yeah, I
were
yeah.
Very high.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the tumor was confined. It didn't have any tentacles moving out from it. It was I was very lucky, very very lucky, and I had the best surgeon in the world for this. And I was actually on the operating table for almost 8 hours.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was a marathon surgery, and. Like the day after, they had me up walking around. I didn't want to be up walking around, but they had me up walking around anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense to prevent the blood clotting and all sorts of things. For people who don't know what the hell we're talking about here, Andy Stevenson was one of the people who was involved in the blackboxvoting.org site that made the initial investigations into the fraud of the American electoral system and how that is in place now, and pretty much guarantees that we'll never have another honest election in this country, wherever those voting machines are, until they're removed. You're now with Verified Voting, is that correct?
No, I'm actually with an organization called Vote Trust USA. Vote Trust USA. I'm working with Kevin Zeese, Linda Shade. They were with True Vote Maryland. John Gideon and Ellen Thiessen of Voters Unite, and Joan Krawitz, who was who helped with the recount efforts in New Mexico, Ohio, and New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
A real good group of people.
How is that going? It takes a lot of energy just on a good day to do that sort of thing, and you have not had a whole lot of good days lately. Of course, I guess coming out of the surgery was a good day.
Coming out of the surgery was a great day. Although a few days after the surgery, I felt like I was going to die. But my focus has been for the last couple of months now has been myself. For the next couple of months going forward, I'm focusing on myself. I have one job right now, and that job is to get well and then I can continue with my work. But right now, I have to focus on myself and get well, and then go back to doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've kind of been following the story as it unfolded. I know there were a couple of speed bumps on the road to get you in for this surgery that were kind of grim for everybody, including, I'm not talking about the medical, I'm talking about some of the comments and things that were raised by people who really didn't give a damn about you, apparently, or about what you're involved in, but just decided to be, I can't say it on the air, but it starts with S, the first part, and then it goes STIRS, the S-STIRS, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
So I know you had...
Oh, by excrement STIRS.
There you go, thank you very much. So I know you had that to deal with, too, and I kind of followed what was going on a couple of different websites, and I'm glad to hear a couple of things. First of all, that you got the surgery. I think that was the important thing. And secondly, whatever issues were raised were handled, in my opinion, they were handled and put to rest, and the people responsible for raising those issues have been sent to their rooms for the next 5 years. And third,
well,
most
they're still harping on it. You know, there's a group that, you know, you could show them video of me lying on the operating table, and they're still not going to believe that that there was anything wrong. But you know, I'm not concentrating on those people.
I wouldn't think.
This way, you know, any publicity is good publicity as long as they spell your name right.
Well, that's one way to look at it, unless that publicity comes in the form of a wanted poster, you know. But
well, yeah, of course.
But no, I know what you mean. The third thing, and it should be the first thing, the most important thing was you made it through, and the prognosis is good at this point, or
it's
guarded,
good.
Or.
It's good. I'm like I said. I'm the doctor. My surgeon was the top pancreatic specialist in the world, the number one. He's the chief of the gastroenterology surgical unit at Johns Hopkins. He teaches at Johns Hopkins, and he has for the past several years researched pancreatic cancer issues and. From what I understand, he doesn't mince words. And if I weren't going to be okay, he would have told me I wasn't going to be okay. But he spoke to my family after the surgery when I was in recovery, and his message has been consistent that he expects me to make a full recovery. So that's what I'm going with, and that's where my head's at right now.
That's amazing, amazingly good. I'm just so happy for you. I get so tired of hearing stories that have grim endings. It's nice to hear one that has what appears to be a good ending, a positive ending. Have you got your appetite back yet?
It's coming back. The funny thing that I've noticed is, and I found this out after the surgery, is that your tastes change. For example, I loved tomatoes before the surgery, but now they taste like straw. And celery is like peach sweet to me. It's very, very sweet. So I'm eating a lot of celery, which, you know, before it just, you know, it was kind of bland, but it's very sweet now.
I'll be doing.
So I'm trying to eat a lot of vegetables and fruits because your pancreas takes some time afterwards to start producing the enzymes again, and I'm taking a supplement, an enzyme supplement, but at some point in time I do hope that my pancreas will be producing those enzymes. And as an added bonus, I had developed diabetes before the surgery, and with the completion of the surgery, I'm no longer having to take insulin. I'm off of insulin. My blood sugar is staying perfect.
Wow.
And that's a positive in and of itself.
Isn't it weird to get so intimate with your body organs? We never go through this until they become diseased and we have to have things done to them. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, hi, you're my pancreas? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, you're my lungs? Ah, why do you keep filling up with fluid? You know, that sort of thing. It's just bizarre. I went through something similar to that. But it's so bizarre how we don't really pay any attention to the internal plumbing until all of a sudden it gets stopped up, and then it's like, oh, damn. Well, Andy,
yeah.
We're very pleased. I'm very pleased. Let me put it in the first person singular. I'm very pleased to hear from you. I'm glad things worked out as they worked out. Please stay in touch. get all well so you can continue to kick ass and try to help win our democracy back? That's on your agenda, I would imagine.
Yeah, that is definitely on my agenda. I've never backed down from a fight, Mike, and this is one I don't intend on backing down from. And again, thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough for what you did to help me with raising the funds for the surgery. It means a lot to me, and I do appreciate it, sir, very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. And for the hundreds of people that responded or thousands of people that responded, that's kind of the important thing. Andy, get well. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
Call us again, okay?
All right, Mike. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Vote. Trust USA. Look it up. I don't know if it's .com, .org. Look it up. Vote Trust USA. Quick break. We'll be right back.